jacob.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Coming at you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, just outside of Charleston. Great to be here, having a great time. And I've got to tell you, if you've never been here, if you're a golfer, great. Come and check this out. The Ocean Course is where they had the PGA Championships in 2012. It is beautiful, amazing. And, of course, beyond five-star with the service and just the food is amazing. It's organic, grass-fed. All the stuff that I teach and talk about is here. It's beautiful. It's a green-based resort, environmentally friendly-based resort, and it's on the water. It's gorgeous. Come check it out. Kiawah Island Golf Resort. Five quick fixes every relationship needs. Here's some for you, just kicking it off. Remember, your health has to do with your relationships. Have you and your partner been together for ages? Well, are you still sailing along in the honeymoon phase? Probably not. So no matter how long you've been a twosome, it's always smart to take a step back from your relationship to give it a tune-up. In fact, all relationships need a little TLC. Without it, partners get lazy and the spark dies out. Says Erna Furstein at the New York City Relationship Counselor, who's doled out relationship advice to couples for over 20 years. Her best advice, try to remember what attracted you to your partner in the beginning of the relationship. Feel it again and keep it fresh in your mind. Here, Furstein offers five no-fail tips for recharging the relationship. Number one, try a little tenderness. Here's a rule of thumb that seems to be like a no-brainer, but often gets forgotten in the rush of daily life. Be nice to each other. It's all too easy to take your partner for granted and just get wrapped up in the kids and work, says Furstein. Instead, try this. Take a moment every day to pay your partner a compliment. Go out of your way to make your partner feel special and important, she says. Chit-chat more. One piece of relationship advice all experts agree on, communication is the key. When was the last time you went out of your way to have a real conversation with your partner, one that you really didn't have to rush through? Well, have a genuine interest in every aspect of your mate's life the way you did when you first met and started dating. Ask questions and really listen to what they have to say. Be interested and feel what they think. Add oomph to the thank yous. That's the big one. Be grateful. You remember the last time you told your honey how much you appreciated him or her? Well, a healthy relationship is a blessing, so say thanks with both words and with deeds. If your wife usually gets home from work late, surprise her one night with a homemade late-night meal. So if your husband is usually in charge of the yard duty, give him the day off and get out there and move the mower yourself. Somebody said amen. Now, abandon your comfort zones a little bit, both of you. You don't have to splurge on the expensive or the exotic. Any change of the pace can be good for a relationship that's gotten in a rut. So if you're in a routine as a couple, just do something totally new and different. Try out things which sparks something that might be unexpected, Furstein said. Said it could be as simple as going to a new restaurant or going to a concert instead of watching a movie on your own sofa. Instead of eating breakfast with the kids, have breakfast in bed. Instead of watching the news, go for an evening walk. I mean, that's really the key. At the end of the day, just keep the spark going. Keep firing things. Do different things together. Take trips together, little weekend trips together, and you know, remember what brought you together in the first place. That's the key. That's where people go wrong, is they stop forgetting and they stop remembering all those little things. So all of that matters. Plays a big role in your long-term success. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. with questions about your health. Give me a call right now, or you can go online, check us out, healthcoachradio.com. It's a website. And mywellnessproviders.com will give you a little feel for what's going on, along with our providers around the country. If you're looking for somebody in your area that's a part of our network and our team, you can find them there. Let's go to Laryl now. Hi, Laryl. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Good to talk with you, sir. How can I help?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Asa, I come down with neuropathy. I guess it started when I couldn't walk.
Sure.
And I started, I was having arthritis in my back. I'm 63 years old. I was having arthritis in my back and was hurting. And I went to the doctor and they gave me pain pills, and I went to the chiropractor. They couldn't really do nothing with it. Then all of a sudden one day I woke up, I couldn't walk at all, and I was rushed to the hospital, and I spent 2 weeks in the hospital, and they said that I had a staph infection, which hit the arthritis and caused an infection all throughout my whole body, which caused me not to be able to walk. And so then I had to go to rehab, and they got me back to walking again, but I'm not really, I'm still just barely making it on a cane. And it's still in a lot of pain most of the day. And 22 years earlier, I had a hip replacement on the left side. Then the back problems is on the right side. And so I want to know what could have happened there.
What did your doctor say at this point, up to this point?
Oh, they told me that, I think they said I had spina bifida, what they call it?
Spina bifida.
Yeah, on the right side. And they said it was a 50-50 chance if they operated or just left it alone and I went to physical therapy. So I was in the rehab. I did physical therapy for 5 weeks to be able to get me to stand up and walk around on a walker. And I'm at home. I'm still doing the therapy. And it's been about 6 months, almost 6 months, and I'm walking around on a cane.
Now, the neuropathy... Have they done anything nutritionally? Did they bring up any topics like that to start working with you in that realm?
I didn't get none of that. I started listening to your program and I started make sure the calcium and the vitamin D and the C and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's important because with neuropathy, again, and there's some new treatments out that are really good. If you want to, you might want to look into a chiropractic physician, and because they're doing some new treatments with neuropathy that are non-invasive, obviously, and they don't involve medications, and they're actually getting some really good results. But you look into some of the neuropathy centers that are popping up around and do some research, Google it, look in your area. That can be helpful. But there's some really good things nutritionally you can do as well. You want to cut out gluten from the diet. It's a protein found in most grains, and that's found in breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all that sort of thing. You might want to look into cutting that out. That's going to be a big key, first and foremost. Then the other thing that you want to look at that's pretty important is vitamin B6, pyridoxine, or even pyridoxal 5-phosphate. But the pyridoxine typically is the better one for neuropathies. And, again, a blood test will show you if you have enough B6 in your diet or not, or if you're breaking proteins down or not. So those can be kind of beneficial. But those two things to look at, vitamin D, of course, as you just said, and your omega-3 fats, like a cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, all of those play a big role. But get it evaluated. I'd get someone to dig a little bit deeper along with that. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget to go to the web. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And also, if you want me to answer in private, I'll be glad to do that as well. And our wellness providers, you can find out all the information there. If you miss some articles and things that I talk about on the show, you can always go to the website. We have them posted there for you to catch. All right, Pam, we're going to you now. How can I help?
On adrenals, was diagnosed with three times the level of cortisol, and the epinephrine was sent for a CAT scan to check for tumors, no tumors. So they discharged me with no follow-up, no remedy to lower these levels, advice as far as lifestyle change to lower the cortisol level.
You know, the thing is, when it comes to that, and you look at that, you know, for the most part, cortisol levels, adrenal function, it's a big, big deal. And a lot of people struggle with it. The constant fatigue that so many people struggle with makes a big difference. So, a couple things you can do to build the adrenal glands up, make them stronger. Stress levels obviously play a big role in stress management. Nothing can avoid it, because avoiding stress is kind of, well, it really doesn't happen. So what needs to happen, though, is for you to start supporting the adrenals. What do? Well, stop drinking coffee in the morning. That's not helping matters at all. The acidity of the coffee bean stimulates more cortisol. Cortisol should be naturally high in the morning when you wake up. That's what wakes you up. But many people need an alarm to go off 20 times, and then they go down to their favorite coffee shop, get the coffee, and then they're up and running. But healthy adrenal glands, you'll snap up in the morning, you feel great, you get really tired at night, and fade off. Now, how do you build them back up? Well, a couple of things. You cut out all the processed foods, sugars, for the most part, and then you increase your protein-rich foods, which make a big difference. And also, you want to start looking at things like B6, B5, pantothenic acid, vitamin C. Those are great for supporting the adrenal glands. And also, we've learned over that things like cordyceps can be good. Nettle root can be good to support the adrenal glands as well. But nothing is as good as building a good circadian rhythm, making sure you get blood work done to check the different axis between the pituitary gland, the adrenals, the thyroid. Also, you want to look at things that build the adrenals. I mean, healthy eating habits, exercise, not too long, keeping it about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes tops, so you're not overly blasting your body, but you're keeping everything where it needs to be. I mean, that all of that is critical for building those adrenals back up. And again, it's a big issue. And it's not something that's just like rare. It's something that so many people deal with. Now, you can test blood levels, just so you know, or you can do the saliva testing. Saliva testing actually for the adrenals as a gold standard in the alternative health world, people are pretty excited about, meaning that they do quite well with it. And most people get, now, I guess the best way to put it is, most people, when they get the saliva testing, it yields really good results. A lot of the practitioners can measure it quite easily, and that can be helpful. So just a couple of things to chew on. But again, keeping the adrenals strong, building them to be strong, are all vital things. All right, 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now on the show. And, of course, if not, you can always catch us on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to Marsha next. Hi, Marsha.
I wanted to ask about breast cysts. I have one that is 3 centimeters right now, and I want to know if it's okay to just leave it or if I do need to have it drained. And is there any way to prevent these from coming back?
I would definitely go get your physician to deal with that, look at it. And, you know, the cyst itself, it depends. You know, as long as it's benign, it's definitely a cyst. There's ways to cut down on that. Now, even for little lipomas or little sebaceous cysts that might be found in the breast, the body's not breaking the proteins down very well. That's one of the main reasons that happens. And cortisol levels being high from the adrenals can cause that to happen. That's one of them. your body not breaking these proteins down using proteolytic enzymes, which, you know, you can find that in normal foods, but again, that can be very helpful in supporting those levels and breaking them down and of course, doing everything that it needs to do. I would look into both of those as well. Having your physician drain it, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what they want to do, if that's what they think is necessary. But to keep them from coming back, you really have to change your diet. You have to look and make sure you maintain good, healthy iodine levels in the body. Iodine levels are critical for breast or healthy breast tissue, believe it or not. No one ever teaches that, but it's very, very true. Guy Abraham, who is a physician, and others, Dr. Bronstein and others, have done a lot of research on iodine and its effectiveness in the body and how we don't even have it in our diet anymore. It's just not there. It was actually removed. People think it was dangerous. But way back in the day, it's pretty amazing because back in the day, people, literally, doctors, when they didn't know what to do, they would just say, give them some iodine or have them take some iodine and let's see what happens. And many times people would get better by taking iodine. But that was kind of their, called Lugol's solution. That was kind of their overall catch-all of what they use. And then in around the 40s and 50s, we got away from it. And we really put the scare into people. In medical school training, I know it taught us that. In the hospitals and all that. Iodine is terrible. It can kill people. It can be toxic. And all this other thing. It's just not true. I mean, can it be toxic? Yeah, it's a trace mineral. But it takes a lot to get us that way. The Japanese take in 13 milligrams a day of iodine. Milligrams. And the average RDA for us is like 150 micrograms. So go figure that. We have more thyroid disease than anybody on the planet. It's because of lack of iodine in the diet. So you got to look at some of these factors. All that plays a big role, though. So for the cyst itself, get your doctor to look at it, look into some nutritional options as well.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 to 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out. That's the hope that we have, and that's what I want to encourage you with. So you don't have to be stuck where you are. You literally can change, but you have to want to change. You can't just kind of stay where you are. You got to, you know, make differences in what you do every single day. I mean, you can't eat the same as you did yesterday when you were weighing, you know, 50 pounds overweight and expect to be thinner. It doesn't work that way. So you got to really make sure that you make some changes in your overall lifestyle. And on this show, we want to help you do that. I mean, you can make some major changes, but, you know, only you can take responsibility. We can't do that for you. I'd like to. But, you know, only you can do that. So on this show, it's all about that. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Check us out. And, of course, you can find more information there. If you missed any of the information on the show or you missed any of the news articles, things that I talk about, you can always catch them there on the website. Go back to the phones now. We're going to go to Jay. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asa?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Hey, about a couple of months ago, I had kidney problems. And went to the hospital, and they put stents in my kidneys. Now, after the surgery, I lost the mobility of my legs. It's like they just went numb and dead. And nobody can tell me why this happened. It happened to me before, but this time, you know, it's happened to me, and I've been down. I haven't been able to walk for like 60 days. Last time, it was just a week. So every time I go into surgery, I come out of surgery, and I just don't have mobility in my legs no more. And I was wondering if you had any reasons why that might be.
And they're telling you they don't have any solutions or they don't have any answers?
No.
In the doctors?
No. Every time I come out, they just say I just got to go through physical therapy. I got to build my leg strength back up, and then I'll be able to walk again.
Hmm. I mean, it could be. I mean, obviously, it's pretty strong in the nerve-related category. Have you seen any kind of chiropractic physician or osteopathic physician? Have you gone and had a consultation with either one of them?
No, not yet. I'm just now getting able to get my legs back to where I can't walk down the steps yet, but I can walk around upstairs using a walker.
Yeah, I would have them take a look at it, just because, you know, if that happens every single time, there's a pretty strong, obviously, you know, nerve component to it, which is why it takes a period of time. There's a muscular component to it, which is why it takes so much time to kind of get back on your feet, literally. And they may be able to find something just from a non-surgical perspective that could really be helpful. There could be something nutritionally going on, but it sounds more structural to me. And having them take a peek at it, I think, will bring some of the best results for you and give you a lot more, I guess, really to go on. Because at the end of the day, you can have, I mean, there could be 10 different things going on just from you and I sitting here talking that's causing that. But they'll be able to get down to it, and especially putting their hands on you, kind of really looking at some of the tests and looking at what pops up, that's going to give them a better way to go. That's what I would do. Because it's not like you've got a major nutritional deficiency or something that's causing it. It sounds more structural in nature, bones, muscles, nerves, that kind of thing to me. So that's what I would take a look at, okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Coming to you live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, right outside of Charleston. And just had a great time doing the show here. Be here for a couple days and looking forward to doing all the different things around the resort. Of course, being on the Ocean Course, which is where they had the PGA Championships. Back in 2012, beautiful, beautiful place. If you've never had a chance to visit, you got to come check it out. Great, great place. 888-283-7272. Now, if you're looking for a provider in your area, which we get emails and phone calls all the time, you want to make sure that you go to mywellnessproviders.com. These are healthcare providers in your area that are part of our network around the country, and it's growing every single day. So give them a call and find someone in your area to get the help that you need. Done with integrity. Let's go to Larry now. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Andrew. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, but I just got my blood drawn last month, and I got the results this past week.
Oh, good.
And I had some bad results, though, but I love eating the organic eggs with the butter and coconut oil. But
What came back?
It was the LDL was 204, the low. I mean, the bad cholesterol was 204. The total was 282.
Did they have you on statin drugs at all?
No, I was doing the red yeast rice.
And yeah, if it's going up that much, though, you're probably going to talk to your physician about getting on something. You know, Crestor or one of the light statin drugs for a period of time. Most physicians would. I mean, if they saw your LDL at 200 or 204, yeah, your body. See, what's happening is typically there's a conversion process in the liver, which is where the cholesterol is made. There's something obviously that's not functioning well, and that's why they would need to get down and look at that. And you know, again, I'm not one to be taking medications all the time by any means. But you definitely want to talk to your physician. If they mention that to you, your total number being 280, which is, I mean, still it's running on the higher side for sure. But they may want to do some things to bring it down, depending. The red yeast rice, I mean, it works, but you know, it doesn't work for everybody. That's the thing. Everything is not just completely set for everyone. And you might want to look at it and talk to them and see what they say. Because even if you had to do something for 8 weeks to kind of put it over the hump. You still got to get to the root cause of why your body's not, you know, managing cholesterol levels well. And, you know, milk thistle is something you might want to look into. And cutting back on your fats a little bit. Maybe your body's not handling fats that well. That's why it'd be good to have someone that can kind of guide you, and some form of dietitian or someone of a practitioner that can kind of guide you along the way. You know, they, where you're not just kind of out there trying to listen to, you know, or read articles and make some decisions on your own. Someone needs to guide you nutritionally and kind of and be that liaison and someone that can walk you through it. That's my thoughts, you know, even, you know, regardless, because that number's got to come down for sure. And whatever they're going to, I mean, your doctor's going to say probably medicine, because whatever they're going to, you know, whatever it takes, really. Because you don't want to leave it that high for long, that's for sure. Because that's not going to be healthy for anybody. You can keep it in the lower, you know, like under 140, 120, and that's something that your doctor will probably work with you on as far as doing things naturally. But when it gets high like that, they're pretty much going to put the foot down. That would be my thought, unless you're talking with somebody that's got a different perspective. But everything I've ever seen, that's kind of that's where the line gets drawn in the sand, becomes a big issue. But yeah, keep me posted how that goes. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to John now. Hi, John.
I went and had a physical, and my urine sample shows high protein, 30 milligrams or millimeters or whatever.
Well, I mean, if you've got high protein levels, I mean, it could be a couple of things. I mean, your body's not breaking the proteins down very well. And sometimes you get concerned about kidney function. They may want to go look at that and see exactly what's going on. But usually when that happens, you're not breaking proteins down well. If you eat a higher protein diet and they find it in the urine, it means there's a little bit of breakdown in the kidneys. And there's a little bit of what they call spilling of protein into the urine. So, again, there could be dehydration involved. Could be a slight breakdown in the kidneys, but go in and talk to your physician, get a little bit further evaluation done, have them even retest it, because sometimes there can be a false read, and many times they can redo the test, the lab test, and things will come back normal, or, you know, depending on how your body has been functioning lately, that could be a trigger for the same thing. So I would have it looked at for sure, and maybe even have them retest it and make sure that it wasn't just something that was a fluke. Because the protein spilling in the urine, I mean, typically is a kidney issue. And they can kind of look at that and resolve it and come up with different options. You know, you can do things naturally, too. It just depends on who you talk to. Most physicians, unfortunately, aren't trained in more natural methods. They have what's called standard of care they have to follow. So, I mean, that's just one of the deals that you have to look at. So it's all on who you pick and all who you get to work with you on this. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines open with questions about your health. Go check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you got questions, you can give us a call right now. But remember, at the end of the day, our lifestyle matters. And whatever you do, whatever you choose, whatever you decide to walk through with your health, your lifestyle choices are going to matter more than anything. And that's what I want to encourage you with. Lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle is everything. And if you don't make the right choices, you're not going to get the kind of results that you're looking for. And so my hope for you is to start making better choices. On this show, it's all about. It's all about choices. So choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. You want to call me? Call me on the show. You want to email me? Send me an email. Want me to answer in private? Of course. We'll be glad to. But all I care about is that you make change, you create change, and you reposition your life so you can reclaim your health and you can be the kind of person you were designed to be. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And the reality is, it is. So much we're learning about in nutrition, so much we're learning about in lifestyle, exercise, and in medicine, just about what it takes to really be healthy. And, you know, the funny thing is, it all comes down to common sense. Common sense with common practice. So learning to make good choices every single day, all of that is a key. And you have to live healthy, to be healthy. On this show, that's what it's all about. Let's go to Greg now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, welcome to the show. What's up?
I understand you've got about 75% of your immune system in your gut. And I take a really good probiotic right now that I really like.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I'm addicted to morphine sulfate. I have to take it twice a day, 30 milligram time release. And I decided to start taking a probiotic, and I found one that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand that you can take some enzymes to get your gut balance right. Is there an enzyme that you would suggest, or is there anything that you would suggest to make sure that my gut was balanced?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things that you want to look at. I mean, the probiotics are the best way to do it. I mean, first and foremost, from a supplement perspective. Now, to keep in mind, supplements are only what they are. They're just supplements. I mean, your foods need to balance out your gut more than anything. You need to get enzymes from your foods, and, you know, your foods need to be kind of the core of everything. So your fermented vegetables are really important. Fermented dairy products are really good. So yogurt, kefir. Those are all great at keeping good, healthy enzymes and probiotics in the gut. So, I mean, those are kind of the baseline. I don't like supplements to be the core. They just need to be an add-on. So by eating, you know, yogurt once or twice a day, by getting some good fermented vegetables once a day or so, you're going to get and create a healthy environment within the gut. And that's where you want to go. That's kind of the bulk of what you want to shoot for. So, I mean, enzymes themselves, your digestive enzymes, for the most part, most brands are pretty decent. But if they're $9, I mean, price is a big indicator, too, of the quality. If you're paying $9, it's probably not that good. If you're paying $30, $40, it's probably a really good one. Because the quality of these, the pancreatic enzyme is important. But there needs to be a combination, too, of something like the proteolytic enzymes, which help break down proteins as well. Because you get your proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, you want to be able to break down everything. You want to be able to do that on a regular basis. So that's really the key at the end of the day. You want to make sure you can break your foods down and break them down effectively. So your healthy gut's going to come from good bacteria. That comes from the probiotics, but you want to get that from your food supply. You know, all of that makes a big, big key. Okay, great question, though. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Bill. Hi, Bill.
And about a year ago, I had a wreck, and they took me to the hospital. And in the MRI, trying to find out if there was anything wrong with my back, they noticed that my prostate had a small nodule on it. And I'm treated at the VA. And I'm trying to figure out what I can do rather than take this doxycycline they want me to take. I know that's going to kill all the bacteria, good bacteria in my colon. And I'm just trying to find out what I ought to do, really, you know, herbal-wise or otherwise or something, rather than take all that stuff.
Well, it just depends. I mean, a lot of times you just want it to be, you want to be able to do everything naturally, but, you know, with the prostate itself, you've got several options, depends on what they want to do, but I would look into all of them, and depending on the treatments that they decide to do, the things to keep your prostate healthy, first and foremost, you want to make sure the conversion in your testosterone levels, see, there's the regular testosterone gets converted into DHT, it's a byproduct of testosterone. It's got, you know, it's very potent. It's what causes guys to have swelling in the prostate, can cause hair to fall out, all that kind of nonsense. But it really does play a big role. So it's called dihydrotestosterone, DHT. In blocking that and getting that balanced, all of that makes a difference. And so making sure that you can keep everything in a balanced situation for your prostate using things like salt palmetto, zinc, which is really good, things like pumpkin seed oil, beta-sitosterol. A lot of the supplements have these products in them, but it's still better to get it from the whole food sources on a regular basis. I mean, even, you know, doing things like eating pumpkin seeds. You got to eat a lot of them to get the concentration of the oil, but still it makes a difference in supporting your prostate. But once you have a nodule on there, that's a game changer. So, you know, depending on what they want to do with it, if they're going to kind of cut around the margins or if they want to, you know, I would just get multiple opinions. One thing you don't want to do when you're moving into an area like this is to get one opinion and then that's it. You want to get multiple opinions from different areas and different places. And make sure the doctors don't know each other so you're not getting kind of a biased opinion. You want a non-biased opinion where everybody's kind of going from different camps and they'll give you an overall viewpoint. Now, they're standard of care medicine, so they've all got, you know, will be singing close to the same song. But you want to make sure that they at least can give you some different variabilities in their opinions so you can make the right decision. Okay? Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.